Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're taking a deep dive into the high drama of the clash between Jesus and the religious leaders, and sometimes it just describes in the gospel readings that we're receiving each day, these days, at daily mass, the Jews, but the intensity of it is really with the religious leaders. And if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program so far this week, I would encourage you, friends, it's been, I think, an important week because we're learning so much about the Lord, the condition of the human heart, the teaching the church really wants us to lay hold of in the season as we're making our way through Lent and aligning our own hearts with Jesus' leadership. And I think one of the most important things is to take time to read these and to listen to the actual words of Jesus, because Jesus' words sometimes are shocking. It's just shocking how direct he is and the claims that he makes. And it's important for us to hear that and to speak it, partly because it's my experience in the current milieu in the culture today. I'm going to talk not about the world so much, but the church, even within the church itself, because so many of the baptized in the church are more profoundly formed by the culture than they are by the gospel and the words of Jesus, that the actual words of Jesus are so shocking to the system when they hear it that they want to reject it, or that they feel like it's unloving, or that somehow it's not sensitive enough in different ways. And I totally understand how to pastorally present the teaching of the church in a way, but there's a mistake that can happen. And that is to kind of soften the words of Jesus in a way that really ends up, in the end, losing some of its genuine impact. It's important for us to say, not that these words are just somehow culturally conditioned, because obviously the people who are listening to Jesus are shocked and they're very upset by what he's teaching. He's literally disrupted their day and made them angry. And it wasn't that he himself was somehow angry and provocative in a way that wasn't appropriate. He was just stating the truth about God the Father, the meaning of the commandments, who he is. And that was extremely difficult for them to hear. That's understandable. But Jesus didn't say, well, I know that they're not going to be able to receive this, because they're not ready for it, and they're not going to want to hear it, and I really don't want to upset them, because that's not going to get anywhere, because they're going to be upset, or their feelings might be hurt or something. No, he just lovingly bore witness to the truth. And I think that needs to happen more in the life of the church. It's a different animal when you're talking to somebody who's not Christian, who's not a believer. But in our schools and our parishes, environments that are clearly church environments, I understand as well that many of the people who are there are not yet fully converted. Like a priest friend of mine who's a wonderful priest, he often reminds me, he said, Peter, you have to remember, some of those people who are baptized, they're not even Christian in terms of their mind and their understanding and their approach to the faith. It's not there yet. And so, as we read through Jesus' words, I'm going to finish yesterday's reading and then I'll move into today's reading, because I just don't want to miss a line of this. This stuff is so good. So Jesus, now he's talking, he ended by saying that the Father has life in him, so does Jesus have life in him. And then Jesus goes on to say, for just as the Father has life, actually let me move down to the next line, excuse me. And he gave him power, that is the Father gave Jesus power to exercise judgment because he is the Son of Man. A Son of Man goes back to Old Testament. I think it's Ezekiel or the prophets. Jesus is the Son of Man. He's the Messiah. He's the Lord. He's the one that the Father is seated on the throne, is going to make him the ultimate judge. And so we see in the book of Revelation, you know, he's the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth. Everyone is going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ, St. Paul tells us. So these are very dramatic things Jesus is saying about himself. And then he said, do not be amazed at this. I imagine these folks had such shocked looks on their face to hear someone claiming what Jesus is claiming. Jesus said, don't be amazed, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear the voice, hear his voice, and they will come out. This is the second time we've talked about this week, just that they're going to hear the voice of Jesus. We're all going to hear his voice. He's the one who's going to summon us. There's a meeting in your future and mine. It's on the schedule already. Only the Lord knows the timing of it. But he's the one. His voice will cause us to rise from the dead and to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. I mean, Jesus is claiming all authority, God's authority here. And he said, they will hear his voice and will come out. And those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, and those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. So Jesus makes it clear, there's only two destinies, either one toward life or one toward condemnation, eternal separation from God. The good deeds are the good deeds of the acts of love that come from a living faith. And Jesus will say in John as well, that faith itself and believing God is part of what Jesus is talking about here fundamentally. And then the acts which go forth from that faith and that belief in God and trust in him and obedience are present. So Jesus is saying he's the Lord over life and death. He's the ultimate and final judge. He said, I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. This is a theme that Jesus touches on regularly here in John's gospel, that he doesn't seek to do his own will. He doesn't give testimony to himself, but God gives testimony, God the Father, and he seeks to do the Father's will. And this is a teaching about discipleship for all of us who are baptized into Jesus. And where Lent should take us more deeply is this realization, one, that I stand in need of salvation. I'm a lot like these Pharisees. I need a heart transplant. I need to lay hold of reality the way Jesus does. I need to hear his voice and respond to him and to follow in his footsteps, which means I do all that the Father commands me to do. So here's today's reading, Thursday. Jesus goes on, he said, if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. You know, there's that passage in the scripture that talks about that you're justified by the testimony of two witnesses. And Jesus is going to talk about the witnesses who give testimony to him. But there's another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. He's talking about John the Baptist, talking about God the Father. He'll kind of make his way through this. So he said, you sent emissaries to John. He testified to the truth. Again, here's another example, friends, of what does it mean? What are the elements, the essential elements of what it means to be a disciple? This is one of them. You bear witness to the truth. One of Jesus' titles in the book of Revelation is he's the faithful witness. All the way to the end, he told the truth about God, about man, about sin. He didn't equivocate. He didn't compromise to win people and to win friends and influence others. He spoke the truth. He bore witness to the end. So did John, and it cost him his head, but it allowed him to enter eternal life. He said, I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and a shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light, that is John's light. Jesus loved John. John was amazing, the forerunner, the friend of the bridegroom. But I have testimony that's greater than John's. Jesus had said at one point, John was the greatest man ever walked the earth until Jesus came. But he said, I have a greater testimony than John. And Jesus knew that many of them honored John. He said, the works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. What are the works? Part of the works he's referring to are the signs and wonders, like the healing of that man at the pool of Bethesda, which got all this going. Peter will preach on the day of Pentecost, St. Peter, that God testified to the reality of the uniqueness of Christ and who Jesus is through signs and wonders. That's part of the testimony. Jesus goes on, he says, but I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf, but you have never heard his voice nor seen his form. And you do not have his word remaining in you because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf, but you do not want to come to me to have life. Wow, this is heavy. John testifies. The works Jesus does testifies. The Father testifies to Jesus. He testified where? At the River Jordan, remember? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. A multitude of people heard that on that day. And he said, the scriptures, which the leaders, the Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, they were the ones that were the proprietors and those who secured the word of God, were though the experts in the word of God, the law, the Torah, prophets and the like. And so Jesus is saying, even this word that you cling to and say is what gives you salvation, you missed this as well. You missed everybody, he's saying to them. You missed every testimony. Even the word. And then he tells them why they missed it. Because you don't want to come to me to have life. Ouch. You want to go your own way. You want something else to save you. Maybe you want to save yourself. This is alive today, friends, this reality. Lots of people ignore the testimony that's there. You know, Paul says in Romans chapter 1 that the human race itself is without excuse. Because it suppresses the truth about God, a truth that can be known through creation, that God exists, that God made us. And today we kind of say, well, you know, it's not obvious to people. To Jesus and to the apostles, it is obvious. It's so obvious that we're going to be accountable for it. And there's something in the fallen human heart, it's called pride, the flesh. I want to save myself. I want to be God. I don't need salvation. I don't want to have to come to someone for eternal life. I have life in me. I'm my own source. I don't need anyone else. I'm good as I am. I don't need this man's assessment of who I am. I assess myself. I'm the final judge. I'm the source of my own life. I define what's good. I define who I am. And you know what? In my view, this line applies in every generation. Why don't you hear the testimony? Why don't we hear the testimony of the Lord? Why do so many people? Because they don't want to come to Jesus to be saved, to have life, to say that they need life. That Jesus' diagnosis about the human heart is true. Friends, I hope you can tune in tomorrow. There's more of this drama that's going to keep unfolding. And ask your friends to tune in. And you can also please share with them the Renewal Ministries app so people can have access to the program whenever it works for them. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.